This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. That's according to security sources Monday. The militants detonated explosions from two car bombs at Baledogle Airport in Lower Shabelle region. Al-Shabaab issued a statement claiming responsibility for storming the base. The Associated Press reports the U.S. uses the base to launch drone attacks on Al-Shabaab targets. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in Mogadishu, the capital, targeting a military convoy near Jal Siyad Military Academy. According to Reuters, the explosion missed EU peacekeepers but injured Somali civilians. Lawyers representing a whistleblower whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump are stressing the need to protect the person's identity, as the president says he deserves to meet the accuser. Meanwhile, House Democrats want to hear from the person who filed the complaint. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Democrats they need to strike while the iron is hot. That includes hearing from the whistleblower at the heart of impeachment proceedings against President Trump very soon. They will also hear from the inspector general who handled that complaint on Friday, according to a person who spoke on condition of anonymity. Three committees have scheduled depositions this week: intelligence, foreign affairs, and oversight and reform. Then findings from the investigation go to the House Judiciary Committee, which drafts the articles of impeachment. If the House votes to approve charges against Trump, the Republican-led Senate would then hold a trial. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India. The full story is on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers are condemning